Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From Nashville's WSM Radio, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode of our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast, we sit down with Grand Ole Opry star Gene Watson. Busy week for Gene in Nashville. He had back-to-back nights at the Grand Ole Opry and a full show at the Troubadour Theater. We would share memories of his Opry induction, early days with the big hits coming for Gene Watson as well, and life on the road, 60 years in the music business. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Gene Watson.
Well, Gene Watson has been in the same town for three nights in a row, or will be by the time he gets through at the Troubadour Theater tomorrow night. That's unheard of.
That's some kind of record.
Yeah. Because I look ahead after the Opry last night, the Opry tonight, Charlie will be your host. Charlie, run your lineup over there with Gene.
Oh, it's going to be a fun night. So we'll kick it off with Rhonda Vincent and the Rage, then the Whites, Mandy Barnett, Exile, Jason Crabb, Gene Watson, who we recently celebrated 60 years in the entertainment business. And tonight we celebrate an Opry anniversary, 20 years of Trace Adkins as an Opry member. So what a fun night
it's going to
be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Exile, they're going to follow you this morning in a half hour. And they've been knocking around for 60 years.
Mm-hmm. Boy, these guys are great, too. They still lay it down, I'm telling you.
Yes, they do. A Million Miles Later is the name of their album. Any idea in your 60 years how many miles roughly you have chronicled?
It would be hard for me to even make a close guess because I started out driving, doing, you know, just a single, just me, and I would get whatever band was available to back me up. And after I got my major contract with Capitol, well, I went to work with Conway and Loretta's agent, and I was opening shows for them and them running them stream of buses and me still driving a four-wheeler, you know. So,
what were you driving? What was your first vehicle?
I was driving like a 76 Mercury.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And I'm telling you, it needed all that 460 engine it had, mm-hmm. because those buses can go like 600, 700 miles without fueling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm trying to follow them, and I start to calculating, you know. I'm going to have to run like hell, get on up there in front of them in time to get gas, and then still be running as fast as they are.
You're doing up math like a NASCAR crew chief.
I'm telling you. Finally, Loretta said, Gene, I want you to take that car back to Houston and park it. Fly back up here, and we'll pick you up, and you finish this tour on my bus.
How about that?
Oh, thank you, Lord.
You've been to all 50 states, Gene?
I don't think so, but
okay.
Close.
Yeah.
I've been
Alaska and Hawaii are always the toughest to get to.
I've been to Hawaii. Yeah. I've been to Hawaii several times. I've been to Alaska, but I never worked there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And how about internationally? Where all of you travel?
Oh, you know, I mean, a lot of, I can't say nearly all of them, but I've been to Germany, Switzerland, of course, England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Japan. They seem to, look at my age, Bill. They start running together. But I've been to enough that I had a good time, you know, back then. And I think I'm to the point now to where if they want to see me, they can watch TV. I don't think I'm going to make that circle again.
You mentioned the early days with Conway and Loretta. So were you still coming back after a run with them and working at the body shop?
Well, I hung out at the body shop when I'd get in for a day or two.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I kept my sanity. Because, I mean,
because that was your chosen profession.
Yeah.
For how
yeah.
long?
Well, I still is. I've still got a little shop down in Houston. And when I get in for a day or more, I'll go over there and spend an hour or two just hanging out, you know.
Yeah.
It's not an active body shop. It's for the public.
Mm-hmm.
But it's for my own peace of mind. And me and my son spend a lot of time over there and when we can.
Hmm.
And so it's kind of a, you know, kind of let you vent a little bit, you know. You can think about what all you've been through while you're out on the road and get it off your mind.
And when does music start to take over that trade?
When I step on the bus.
But back in the when you first started, when did you realize, hey, I'm good enough?
Well, I didn't, Bill.
I was
working in body shops and singing, you know, nightclubs, having a good time and all that. And that's about as much as I ever figured it would amount to. And then a few people liked the way I sounded and everything. And I was offered a deal to record. And I said, well, yeah. They asked me, how would I like to record some records? I said, well, all right, if I can go to Nashville. And I figured that was so far-fetched, nobody jumped on that, but they said, okay. And that's how I first got into it. Two guys, one named Roy Stone and Russ Reeder, brought me up to Nashville, and we started recording, and I believe you were back in San Antonio about that time.
So who was at Capitol that signed you back in the day?
It was a guy, they flew a man down that had heard me when I came out with a song called the old Ray Letts song, Bad Water. Mm-hmm. He heard that, and he had been hearing some of my independent label stuff, and he liked the way I sounded. His name was Ed Keeley, and he heard the ballads and all of that I had out before. But when I came out with Bad Water, he said, man, this guy can sing anything, you know, because the Ray Letts are the one that had that out.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped right on it. But he flew to Nashville. Capitol allowed him to fly to Nashville and signed me to a long-term recording contract.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Charlie found it in the
Bad Water. Bad Water. Tell me why won't you set me free?
I was saying earlier, we played from a recent Opry performance, Lie to Me, a rewind. As much as we know you for your soaring ballads and the crooner Gene Watson, people sometimes forget just what a great blues singer you are. I've always recognized
that. I've always loved the blues. My dad was a blues singer and played blues guitar and the harmonica, and it fit right in. And I guess a lot of that rubbed off on me because I eat it up, you know. Not all of it, but I go back to the old black days, you know, when they really got them down there, you know, Muddy Waters and all that stuff. I mean, I love it. And my brother just younger than me, Jesse, we used to play together, and we did all that Jimmy Reed stuff and all that, you know, bump, 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 bump. And country was something I was going to be doing anyway, that and gospel, because, you know, we did go to church and we did sing gospel music, but I loved the blues, and of course, country just came natural.
What was it? Don't Blame It on the Blues? Wasn't that one of the
Don't Waste It on the Blues.
Yeah, man, I love
great
the
song.
Version of that.
We still do that in the show.
And because that was heavy on piano, but blues piano. Speaking of Ray Charles, the Ray.
Yeah, it's a little uptown bluesy swing stuff. You know, in fact, I find a hard time, you know, putting in the category, because it's got some uptown swing, you know, a little bit of jazz, a little blues and everything, and I really enjoyed cutting that.
Grand Ole Opry House last night. He's there tonight. He's at the Troubadour Theater on Thursday. That's why I mentioned odd to see Gene Watson, because a Rolling Stone never gathers moss, not this one. And he's in town for 3 days, and then off to Crossville, Tennessee at the Palace Theater on Friday. He'll on Saturday be at the Lincoln Theater in Marion, Virginia. And then back in Texas to wrap up August at Black Hawk Creek Ranch in White House, Texas, the home of the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback.
Len Dawson. Patrick Mahomes. Well, I don't know if we're going old school or new school on that one. So, yeah.
New school. New school. Case, but that's so, where that's where Patrick Mahomes is from.
Yeah, Tyler's close enough.
Yeah. And we're going to feature a song from Out of the Box that you and Rhonda Vincent are going to do live on the Opry stage, but this is a wonderful recorded version.
Well, it's a song that I really like. I picked the song out, and I don't think Rhonda even knew about it, but everywhere we've been traveling, you know, everybody's been saying, when are you and Rhonda going to go back in the studio and do some more recording? So when I come across this song, I thought, man, that'd be great for me and Rhonda. So in the middle of the project, I gave her a call and asked her, would she do one with me? And she came up to the studio and we laid this one down. I think it's a great song.
I Got One of Those Two is the name of it. And the writers on it are Jimmy Melton and is one of our favorite girl singers in this town and writers. She's just brilliant. Arkansas Award winner Erin Enderlin.
She was one of the writers on this one, too.
Yeah.
So great, great singer, great writer. Just a great person.
And Outside the Box is the name of the album that Gene referenced there, and this is a part of that on WSM Radio and Circle Television with the extraordinary one, Gene Watson. More with Gene Watson and more from Gene Watson. His latest album, Outside the Box, last night and tonight at the Opry Troubadour Theater on Thursday. So he's got a Nashville run. Gene and Rhonda together. Gene Watson, Rhonda Vincent, and I got one of those two from Jimmy Milton and Aaron Enderlin. My goodness.
Two great ones.
I love to hear Rhonda Vincent sing country every now and then because you're so used to her as the Queen of Bluegrass doing that.
Yeah.
But boy, when you hear her on a song like I Got One of Those Two.
Well, we had so much fun doing that album together, you know, and it was country. And she just sparkles, I mean, when she opens her. And she's so great to work with. She has perfect pitch. She never runs out of energy. She will work you to death. And, you know, and I hate her, but I love her, you know. I told her, I said, Ron, you got to slow down. I can't keep up with you.
So when did you first meet her? Obviously, you knew about her and had heard her.
I had heard her for a long time, but I recorded an album titled In a Perfect World. I believe it was the title of it, yeah. And unbeknownst to me, I recorded some songs and I left town. I said, boy, this is good. I think I got a good album. And one of the songs was Together Again. And, well, they went around town after I got through, and they were getting different artists to do harmony lines and tag lines and with me, you know. Well, they got to Together Again, and Rhonda came over, and she sang it so good, and our voices matched so good, they just let her take it from the top. And the next time I heard the playback on my song, I was a duet. And we didn't meet until they we had never met until they invited me to the Grand Ole Opry. And again, unbeknownst to me, they invited her to the Grand Ole Opry, and we were gonna do this song. Her plane was delayed and all that, and I mean, I was center stage when they announced the song, and here she come running out on the stage. You know how Rhonda is, you know. Oh, yeah. Sporadic, you know.
Oh, she'll send us pictures of her view in rush hour traffic, her hair up in curlers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bass fishing.
She is so you literally wonderful. Met on the Opry
first
stage.
Time we ever met was in the circle of the Grand Ole Opry stage. Never sang together. That sounds weird now, but in today's world, you know, it's done every day because she had double-tracked me all the way through that song. And so, you know, I had just heard it, and I said, but we're from you know, a singing family, so we're kind of, you know, we're lip readers, and we hooked it up pretty good. We met out there. I was nervous as I know she was too.
Well, you talked about family, and you referenced your dad was leaned toward the blues earlier. What about the Watson family growing up singing?
Well, they were all singers. My first memory of singing was in church, of course. I mean, mother would get us ready, and singing was so ordinary, I didn't think anything about it. And I would sing with my sisters and my brothers and mom and dad. We all, you know, had certain songs that it took this one and that one and this one to do. And then that one and this one, this one would do another one. And so that's how it all started. I think I may have been the only one in the family that could sing any of the parts, any of the harmony parts, without a lead line. And I guess I learned that from my mom. I don't know. But that singing was an ordinary thing around the house as far as gospel goes. And in that album that me and Rhonda recorded, man, we flipped parts so many times it's unreal. She'd make me get on my tiptoes, you know, trying to reach a note, and then I'd make her get on her tiptoes. But she might do harmony on a chorus and harmony on a verse. And we flip-flopped back and forth. And it never was a problem until we start trying to remember who was singing what.
Gene Watson, if you just joined us. So, Love in the Hot Afternoon, Filet Gumbo, and, of course, Farewell Party. When did you realize that those two songs would forever define a Gene Watson show for the next, well now, 60-plus years?
Well, Love in the Hot Afternoon scared me, really, because of its lyric content in the year 1974. And so I kind of worried about getting any airplay on it. But, I mean, I was recording on a small independent label. I mean, how bad are they going to hurt me, you know? And so we went ahead and I told Russ, I said, I'm going to cut this just like it was written. It was written by Kent Westbury and Vince Matthews. And I said, if I'm going to cut it, I'm going to cut it just like it was written, because it had been recorded several times. So we did, and it caught on. And I don't think we had any trouble getting it played on the radio. Maybe KVET in Austin might not have played it, you know. But it took off. It took off real good. And that's the one that scared me. But as far as Farewell Party, I felt that song so deeply that I knew if I could, you know, pull it off in the studio, I was going to get somebody's attention. But I didn't know. I didn't know what arrangement I was going to do. And as far as the last note, well, I figured, well, you know, we didn't have but 15 minutes on the clock anyway, so let's go for it. And I've been living it every night since.
That's what I was waiting for. Outside the box. What do you say we close with If I Had Any Pride Left at All?
One of my favorites.
This is Gene Watson, WSM Radio, Circle Television all over the world.
I wouldn't count the times we talked about tomorrow. I wouldn't sing the lines when someone played our song on lonely nights like this.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please leave us a 5-star review. This podcast was produced through the facilities of WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. The hosts of Coffee, Country, and Cody are Bill Cody, Charlie Mattos, and Kelly Sutton. Producer, Eric Markham. WSM General Manager and Director of Content and Programming, J. Patrick Tittle. Copyright 2023. Opry Entertainment Group Holdings, LLC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.